We're in a world of unbelievable possibilities. And to me, that's what fires me up. That's what gets me excited. And I just want others to realize that you can create your own happiness. You can create your own economy. Take charge of your life. And every day you get an opportunity to create a new story.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Scale It Method, where we teach you to reach the next level in business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. Now, too many business owners are stuck trying to do everything themselves, and their businesses are suffering as a result. And I don't want you to be one of those people. Now, I'm Allison Maslin, and my company, Pinnacle Global Network, has helped thousands of business owners scale their companies using my framework, the Scale It Method. Now, all business owners face similar challenges when it comes to growth. So on this podcast, we are delivering the tactics you need to finally reach the next level in business, build your dream team, and scale beyond eight figures. And today, we are discussing strategic vision. In my framework, the Scale It Method, we teach five components you must know to scale any business. And strategic vision is the first component. And in this episode, I'm turning the tables a bit as one of my CEO mentors on my team from Pinnacle Global Network, Gila Kurtz, is interviewing me so I can share with you why you need a strategic vision and how to create one. We're going to discuss the power of having a vision bigger than yourself, the connection between vision and intention, how to align your team with your strategic vision, getting customers invested in your vision, and so much more. All right. Thanks for joining us for another episode today. Enjoy this episode on strategic vision.
Since I have known you, you have been so crystal clear on creating vision, and not just the vision that you have for yourself, but your ability to help others kind of get through the fog. So share, if you could just share that with us, like what is this importance in terms of having a clear vision? Because we hear a lot about it, but sometimes people don't actually dive deep into it.
Thanks, Gila. I'm so excited to do this with you today. So at the top of the Scale Up Method is that the S in scale is strategic vision. It's where everything starts. And I would say that I learned early on, Gila, in my first business when I kind of crashed and burned. You know, we all have to have that crash and burn. And I definitely hit the wall hard. And I think it was because I really thought it was all about the money. And I was just chasing the next account without really having a clear vision of what I wanted to create in the world. And it wasn't fulfilling for me. It felt really empty. And so since that time, and this has been almost 30 years ago, I said, I need to really build something that's going to make a difference in the world. I need to build something that I know is changing humanity, that's, you know, creating that dent in the universe that's meaningful. But I also need to know what's my big why and where I'm going. And once I got clarity on that years ago, it changed everything. Because being an entrepreneur is not an easy road. Like, you want to grow as an individual. You want to face your stuff and work through it. Become a business owner because you're going to step into a wild roller coaster ride. Now, working obviously with our team is going to get you there in a fraction of the time without so many of those headaches and heartaches. But if you don't have a vision, you're just going to go in circles and circles and circles. And so even though my businesses have changed over the years in all different industries, the vision has always been the same. And I think that's, like, for me, it's the guiding light. It's what gets me out of bed in the morning. It's what, you know, on a tough day, gets me, instead of allowing that to crumble me, it helps me to go, what am I going to do about it? There is an answer, and I'm determined to find that answer. It really is what propels me. And if I can get other business owners to see that, it can make the journey so much easier for them.
Yeah, I love how you highlighted all of this, because I think that so many people get into business, they have an idea, or they're seeking to get into business to get out of a career that they might be feeling crushed or stifled in. And they're going with that rather than really thinking through the why of what they're doing and where they're going with it. And one of the things that I've always loved in terms of how you really highlight vision is taking that out. So not just, you know, coming up with a plan for a 90-day action step, and not even just for a year, but really a 3-year plan. And so given the fact that I think a majority of people sort of have a surface why, they're not tapping into it on a regular basis. And so as they're spinning through their day-to-day and getting caught up in the motion and the activity and the doingness of running their business, that's where many entrepreneurs tend to fall into that trap of that stress and that feeling of the overwhelm and putting out the fires. And I know that's the area where you really do serve people and make it possible through the Scale Up Method to elevate people away from that type of living and type of building a business. So I am curious, like, was there this certain point as you were building businesses over the past 30 years that was this pivotal moment where you realized, you know, vision is the key. It is the answer. It is the magic to it all.
Yeah. Well, I think it's evolved, obviously, as you get older and you look at life differently. Like I started business at 19. I look at the world very differently now in my 50s than I did in my 20s, right? So I think for me, it was what I realized is the more crystal clear over time that I became, the faster that those things manifested. And it's really common sense if you think about it, because if I were to get into an Uber and go, I don't really know where I want to go, I just want this to happen. Well, you know, there's no direction. It's like, I'm giving the universe no direction. I'm giving my team no direction. I'm giving, you know, I'm telling my spouse, well, this is what I want, but I'm not really saying ultimately where I want to land. And so I think, honestly, I would probably say at least 80% of business owners operate that way. And they're frustrated because they're not where they want to be, but they're not able to really articulate to say, this is where I want to be, you know? And so I think it's just, I've realized over the years, I don't think it was one moment. I think that early moment where I, you know, ran over myself with my car because I was so stressed out and so buried in my work and really just getting through the day. I was visionless. That definitely was a turning point for me. And if you all want to read about what I said about running over myself, it's in my book, Scale or Fail. Yeah. But that was absolutely a wake-up call for me to say, oh, I need to follow the heart. Like I don't want to live like that if that's what success is. And I think it's just gotten more and more clear of what my purpose is here. And I've also been able to see, Gila, that with the business owners we've worked with now, thousands over 11 years in Pinnacle, that when they get on board with their vision, everything changes for them. So I've been able to like replicate this and see this even with you.
I was just going to say, I mean, I am a perfect example. I am looking right at my vision, my big picture vision. It stays in my office right next to me. And every employee has a copy of that as well, right next to their desk.
You know, and I do want to say one thing, Gila, because and we've talked about this. When you first came to my event, whatever, 6 years ago, and I just remember you actually came on stage. We did a strategy session. You were like, I'm so tapped out. I'm burned out. This is, you know, I think I'm over it. You worked so hard to build your brand and you were exhausted there. Mm-hmm. You weren't feeling fulfilled. And here you are these years later. And you're like, you know, on top of that, you know, you're like elated about your company and your brand. And I think it's just been stepping into your vision all these years.
That is so true. And I thank you for that. But you know, you just said a word that really just hit home, and I want to call it out because I don't think it's a word that's used often enough. And I think it describes how a lot of people feel. It reminds me of visiting any of my puppy clients. So in addition to running Dog is Good, which started because of my love for dogs, but also my role as a professional dog trainer. When I would visit clients, they would be so quick to tell me what they didn't want, but they could not articulate what they did want their dogs to be doing. And it was this empty white space that would take place when I would ask that question, what does success look like to you? And I think that often happens with many entrepreneurs. It's almost like sitting there and they're like, well, I mean, I know I just want a successful company, but you're right there. And so that word visionless that you used really kind of hits home, because that's where the anxiety and the depression and the frustrations set in at the end of a very, you know, long day. If people are, you know, working around the clock and feeling overworked and overwhelmed, you know, in that stage, phase three of the ringleader stage of the Scale It Method, is that there's that frustration in that they're not seeing it. They haven't painted that picture yet. And so part of that really does start also, I think, with intention, because I do want to just share this one thing, is that you are absolutely right. There's a complete shift in one's persona, in one's energy, in one's just way of being the moment you get so excited and tapped into your vision. And it is what pulls people through a difficult day or a frustrating day. But to that, there's also this intentionality, right? There's this desire of, well, what is one's intention with, whether it's with business, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in a communication scenario. So I am curious to know, you know, what your thoughts are on the concept of intention, intentionality, and how do the two entwine with each other? Intention.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've thought about that. I think that the vision is like the North Star. The vision is your North Star. It's like your marker to keep you on track to where you're going, something to follow. And your intention is the inspirational fuel that propels you to that vision. So the intention, like you already, the intention is towards that vision. It's towards that North Star. And it's the power that's packed behind it. And it's just, everything goes towards that. Like the team's on board for it. The creative ideas are for that. Everything, all of the projects and the steps, ultimately, even though you're building systems and there's, you know, all kinds of things, all types of areas in your business, whether it's the legal side of your business or the customer service side or the marketing side, when they're all woven together into this beautiful, you know, tapestry, let's say, it's all then fueled with this intention towards that vision.
Yes, I love that. And I also see where the intention and the vision, it's almost like you know you're there when you're in that sweet spot. And everybody has experienced that sweet spot of pure alignment at some point. And you kind of know it. It's just like that flow. And if there's a way to, within the vision, have that intention of aligning the head, the heart, and the soul, then you know you're there. And you teach also with the Scale It Method, that ability to align the team in that and becoming that kind of leader that can articulate the vision so clearly in a way that basically enrolls the entire team as part of it. So they see themselves in this process and in the vision, and everybody becomes aligned. And that's, again, creating the sweet spot within your company too. And I know that that's something that you teach with the Scale It philosophy and that we get to assist our clients with as we're helping them. But I was curious to know, when you're working specifically with a CEO, what is it that you do, or what is the process that you might take them through to really help them tap into and think bigger? Because, right, people get into the habit of thinking small, just out of habit. Maybe that's limiting beliefs, maybe it's a couple of things, but I'm curious, you know, what do you do that helps them nail down, a CEO nail down their vision?
Yeah. So I think what happens is that we start out with a bigger vision and it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller over the years in your business because you get into the box, you get into the weeds of your business, and that's where the creativity goes. And you find yourself doing things over the years that you don't even really like, you know, and you're kind of blind to the opportunities because you just get in the rote action of doing something day after day after day. And that it's a lot of it is habit. I mean, we're creatures of habit. So what I like to do is first look at where are the gaps, you know, where are the gaps in the cash flow? Where's the gaps in sales, marketing, team, all of those things. And what are the things keeping you from getting to where you are to where you want to be? And then once I can see that, what I really, I'd say 95% of the time is that the CEO is thinking way too small. They're thinking way too small, that they really see a ceiling. Like, this is all I can do. This is what's worked in the past. This is what didn't work in the past. And this is the yes, but, and this is what we don't have. And all I see is, well, if you just tweak it this way, if you just look at this way, you could do this, 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 and this, and we could tie this all together. And guess what? There is no ceiling, and you could just, you know, multiply that. And so a lot of it is just busting down that wall of belief, or that wall of this didn't work before, to new possibilities. And once people see that there are possibilities and you can be that lighthouse for them so that they can see in the dark, all of a sudden it's a new vision. It's a new day. And it's very exciting. It's very freeing. And so I think that's really what we represent for the team. And, you know, it's like, we're the overall health practitioner for the client, but we're all those also the specialists that they need to. And it's really helping them to see, okay, what is that clear bill of health? And what are, once we have all our energy back and we have all our sight back, like, how far can we go?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite questions of all times. It's also my go-to question. What is possible in any given moment? What is possible? And you're right. And when you had shared just in the recent past, the idea of being a lighthouse for others. And I know all of the mentors truly serve that role, creating space for people to step into, because we do lose sight of what is possible on a larger scale. And so I'm curious to know, though, too, that as people are creating their vision, are there points at which, you know, how does one know that this is the right vision? Are there points to course correct? And, you know, is it just about, is it a feeling that we just know that we're in the right place doing the right things? How do you assess that?
Yeah, I think people get caught up in the how. I think, like, a vision is really a knowing, like, they can see themselves there, but they get stuck in the how, like, I don't know how to do that. Mm. And so then they start questioning the vision. Or they say, oh, I'd really like this, but that would never happen. Or that could work for Allison, but that could never happen to me. And, you know, I had no money. Like, I literally had no help in building these visions or building this business. So it has absolutely nothing to do with that. I would say that a sign that you know that you're on board with your vision is that there's a feeling inside of you that just is, there's an energetic feeling of an alive feeling that comes inside of you. It's almost like your higher self is like, oh my God, I'm here. I've been trying to get your attention all these years. And now, like, this is it, you know? And so finding every way you can to stay in touch with that, if that's, you know, meditation. And, you know, I do a lot of visualization on our vision. I do it on a daily basis, writing out your big picture vision so that you can remember, because the way our head is wired, the way our brain is wired is fight or flight. So you may have this vision and then the brain goes, well, mm-hmm. you know, this is why that's not going to happen. And we're more focused on the, well, this is not going to happen than the vision, you know, this interferes. So you have to constantly remind yourself to come back home in a sense, because to me, the vision is what you were meant to do, what you were born to do. So it should fire you up and excite you. But if you're so exhausted in your business, sometimes it's really hard to see that, you know, and that's really what we work with our clients is to be able to, you know, help them to retrieve their life again. And so that that vision becomes really clear.
Hi, everyone. Allison here. Now, if you are a CEO or founder and you're ready to build a scalable company that can thrive without you, join me for a free masterclass where we teach you the 5 critical phases you've got to know in order to scale your business to 8 figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today. You're going to leave knowing exactly where you are in the scaling process, what you need to do to get to the next level in business. And then I'm going to give you the 15 scalable models that the most successful companies use to make hundreds of millions to even billions of dollars. So head over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat today. And I will see you there.
Yeah, that is an amazing point, the aliveness. I think that that's really the key element that I use as my my personal GPS, my gauge. I can tell how alive I feel. And I know in those moments when I am, and particularly the past couple of years, it really is a different experience in terms of not just creating vision, but knowing where you want to go and how you're showing up in those moments. And it really does result in attracting the different things. And one of the other things that I actually have learned as I'm getting to work with various entrepreneurs and even with myself is as you go bigger in the vision and it excites you and it excites you, those moments where you start, where you question or that yeah, but comes up or those little things, I almost feel like it's the internal self that is fighting to stay alive, because as you grow and as you expand and as you step into that vision, part of you, the old you, the you in chapter 15 of your life, so to speak, is being pushed aside. And maybe he or she is kind of fighting to hold on for its dear life. And that's when those weird self-doubts and things come up. And, you know, and certainly that's one of the most important reasons why having a mentor is absolutely critical to one's success, because they are reminding you that you are already stepping into the space that you need to be in. And that old guy or old gal is they're in the previous chapter, and that's where they're going to stay. So anyway, I just wanted to add that to this conversation, because I feel that's what has happened most definitely for me on a personal level.
Yeah, I think that it's really about stepping into the greatest version of yourself. It's always there, but our confidence doesn't always match that. So as you're stepping into your vision, even though it might scare the heck out of you, you really are stepping up and saying, hey, world, I'm here. Mm-hmm. And this is the path that I'm going to take. And I'm, you know, I might not be 100% confident. I don't know exactly how it's going to fall out, but I'm going to show up. And if you may at that point get a lot of backlash, you may get a lot of doubters. And that's where you have to ask yourself, how much is this vision? How much of this life purpose is worth it to you? And those people that are attracted to the vision will be aligned with that craziness. Like they'll stay on because they believe in it. And then those that don't they'll be repelled. And you have to constantly ask yourself, like, how much is this worth to you? And be okay that it's not for everybody.
Exactly. Well, I know that most people feel that there is a reason why they are on this earth. There is a reason. Every life has some meaning and purpose to it. And so when you're moving towards your vision and you've created a big vision that you want to step into, it's this, whether you want to call it God or the universe or something, some energetic field that is designed within you, that is trying to come out. And that is why you've created this vision in the first place. And so there are some fears that might be associated with that. But like you said, it is moving outside one's comfort zone and just stepping into that. And knowing what, one thing I always say to myself, gosh, everybody who's doing stuff that's cool that they want to be doing means they just had their vision and they did what it took to see that vision come to fruition. It's possible for me too, just like it's possible for anybody too. And so just using that as an example, looking around you, that anything is possible. We have too much proof and evidence that it is. So I'm curious to know, like, are there some telltale signs that you work with so many CEOs? I'm getting the opportunity to now, but not as many as you have. And so I'm curious to know, two questions actually I'm going to combine. One is, how can you tell? Like, is there this quick telltale sign that this CEO, it does not have a clear vision and you can tell that they're off? And then B, if they don't and then ultimately get that, how do they then align the team with that? I mean, I know how I do it within our team, but I'm curious to hear what it's been like as you've worked with so many CEOs over the years.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just that picture that I outlined earlier. It's the exhausted, burned out, their doubts are ruling them. The people in their life are giving them a hard time and they're sort of allowing themselves to get sucked into that. Or they're stuck at the same level. Like, they may be at 3 million or even 5 million, but they have the potential for $100 million company or more. And they're just, they've been at the same level for, you know, 5, 10, up to even 30 years. We've had companies come to us, they've been at the same place for, you know, let's say 3 million for 30 years, you know, increment, little bit of growth, but not the multiple growth that they could have or the impact. So that's, you know, all those signs to me is like no vision or lackluster vision. It all starts with you. It's like, how are we with our children? If I walked in with my daughter who's grown now and I was in a crappy mood or I was irritable, she would start to be irritable and she would bounce off me and then it would trigger me. And that's a lot of what happens in companies is that we bring our stuff. And our job as the CEO or the leadership team is to raise the vibe of the team. You've got to talk the vision all the time. You bring it up constantly. You talk about it ad nauseum with your team, your clients, your vendors, your family. I mean, you might get some people that are like, I'm so over this. Yeah, I get it, you know. I've had that too. So, but that's okay. I keep reminding everybody. And then that it's not that my vision is your vision. Like, you're going to have your own vision, but if we can take that collective energy and bring it together and we're all moving, I mean, you're doing it through the people that love dogs. We're doing it through business, but we're all in this together to change the world.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really, it's just has to be top of mind. I mean, when's the last time, you know, those of you listening now, when's the last time you talked about your big vision with your clients and how often do you do that?
Yeah, it's such a good point. And seriously, that is one of my greatest takeaways in working with you first as a Pinnacle member and now as a mentor too, is vision. We literally do talk about it here every single day. Now, being a company that's involved with dogs, obviously, part of it too, and you teach this, and we assist our clients with this, is the alliance of the team. So part of it is having the right team to begin with. Do your employees share your values right out of the gate? And then once that's in place, not only just painting the big picture for them, but helping them see where they fit into that vision. And then what's their vision of that for themselves within the vision. Yeah. So it really is a very powerful domino effect that does keep people very engaged and involved. I see it with our team, and certainly I see it with my own team, but it is a conversation that we have literally every week when we have our team meeting and with, our customers, in particularly with our new division, it's something we talk about daily. And that is something new for a lot of people. And I think as a leader, it's very exciting for CEOs that I'm currently working with and people I work with to really step up in a different way and create that space even for their team. It affects how they lead, and the kind of energy that they bring determines their experience and their employees' experience on a daily basis. I recall, if I could just share real quickly, listening to an example of two different CEOs speaking to their company employees at a Christmas party or whatever, both in insurance. And one CEO, and I've been to presentations like this before, where the CEO is just kind of sharing, we hit the numbers, we did this, we did that. And you can it's a podcast, so I can even just feel the down in the energy of the audience. And then the other CEO came on to share stories of, you know, this woman, because of us, her child who was in the hospital, and then they got, you know, to connect in a different way. I mean, he was just telling all the stories of what they did. And yes, those numbers were there, but it was the stories behind that. And you're absolutely right. The mission is everything, because, and I think things are changing. And I think more CEOs are beginning to see the importance behind telling the story, not just about what you do, but who you serve and why.
Yes.
That is really powerful. So as people strive to create their vision, and then they're hearing from you now, and they're going to hear it. Those who get to work with this amazing Pinnacle community are going to hear their mentors talking about it all the time, and to re-tap into it on a regular basis. But when you are thinking about vision, how do you then take that and now turn it into an actionable strategic plan? What thoughts?
Yeah. So I would say first it starts with the journaling, you know, to get that inspiration on paper. And then you've got to, once you know clearly, okay, this is what I want to create in the world, then what we do is we work with our clients to create something we call the PSP, the personal strategic plan. And basically we reverse engineer that end result, that big picture vision, backwards to the steps that have to happen to make that a reality. And so we break that down to, I call the big projects that need to happen to be completed to make that a reality. I call that your mile steps. And then you break those down further into what I call mini feats. So each one of those are broken down into steps. It could be something for a month. It could be a year. It could be 3 years, you know? And so then you need to determine who's responsible for that. So then it's all about building the team, and you're delegating. This isn't about you, the CEO, doing everything. And this is where a lot of them get into trouble, because they try to be that end all. And I've done that before. It absolutely doesn't work. So that's really it. Get that vision, reverse engineer it, put the steps behind it, and then, you know, break it up in increments. So you're not going to, you might have your plan for the year. That's great. But then what's my plan for the next 30 days? And what's my plan for Q1, that first 90 days? And then Q2, Q3, you know, you want to hire 3-4 people. Well, you don't have to do them all in January. Let's spread it out, and let's have, and then there's benchmarks so that you know that you're on track. So the benchmarks could be financial numbers. It could be a certain following on social media. It could be projects that are met, or, you know, certain amount of customers that you're supporting and their results. So you definitely want to have those benchmarks for yourself and the team along the way, and then continually infusing that vision in. Mm-hmm. To the team and getting them excited and supported.
I'm curious to know, just from you, as you are with your vision. So I would love for you to just share what your vision is, and then Thank you, Allison, for your time today too.
Yeah, this has been so great. Well, you know, the vision has grown. It, you know, in the beginning, it was like, let's just help some business owners. And then it was, we began to see the ripple effect of not only the business owner, but then the employees that were happier, and then the families of the employees that were happier, and then the customers, and then all the people that the customers touch. So there is this incredible ripple effect that happens. And, you know, we hear stories and we receive cards in the mail, and we have our clients continue to come back year after year, and this community has grown. It just is snowballing in the most beautiful way. So I think it was like thousands and then went to millions, and now it's at billions. So that's really where I'm at. And I know that, you know, business owners are all about action. You know, we don't get caught up in the bureaucracy. And, you know, I feel like, and especially as women, we've come so far as women in the business world in a very short period of time. I think our generation behind us don't realize how far we've come to be able to do what we have. And I just think that there's just such a bright future ahead. We really are in the most amazing time in the world with technology and innovation and potential in the world of health, in the world of science, in the world of what we can do for the environment and so forth. And we have entrepreneurs that are like 10 years old, you know, that are like, we could have never done that. I mean, when I started in business, when I was 19 years old, nobody, you know, I was mostly surrounded by men, and they were like, yeah, honey, it's really, you know, cute thing that you're doing there. And nothing against them. It's just, you just didn't see it, you know? So we're in a world of unbelievable possibilities. And to me, that's what fires me up. That's what gets me excited. And I just want others to realize that, that we are in an amazing time, and that you can create your own happiness. You can create your own economy. You don't have to, it doesn't matter what's going on with like the powers of be or whatever is who is in political office or not in political office. Take charge of your life. You know, focus on what you can create, not on what's not working. And every day you get an opportunity to create a new story. So for me, it's the evolution of their business, because their business can innovate and create the solutions to our biggest challenges in humanity. But it's also an evolution of their own self within their life. And when you step up and you say, yeah, I matter. Yeah, my dreams matter. Like, you're just a happier person. You enjoy life. And I think that's really what life is all about. So that's what we're really here to do. We're here to change the life of billions.
100%. And I know firsthand, it has been an absolute game changer, life-changing experience, and the ripple effect through me because of you and the mentors on the team, and the whole process has been really a game changer. And I feel so blessed now to continue to perpetuate that vision for you through others and the work that we get to do. And so, Allison, you are amazing. Thank you for all you do and how you show up for everyone, and not only on your team, but for the entire community and for the people around you that get to connect with you on a daily basis as well. You're amazing.
Thank you, Gila. And definitely check out Gila Kurtz. Dog is good. Incredible brand. This has been so much fun. Thank you for asking me. I get excited to share the vision. And for those of you that are out there, it's time for you to step into that greatness, elevate yourself. The world is waiting for you.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Scale It Method. A quick reminder about our free masterclass. If you want to build a scalable company that can thrive without you, and you're ready to get the support you need to do it, sign up for my masterclass today. And during our time together, I will teach you the 5 critical phases you must know in order to scale to 8 figures and beyond. So head on over to scalemasterclass.com/podcast to secure your seat, and I'll see you there.